Shalom Aleichem, welcome on behalf of Teach 613. We welcome you to Take 10 for Talmud. Tainus Yud Zayin, Tainus 17a, pagination page 33, about 20 lines from the top. The two dots followed by the words Tanu Rabbanon. Tanu Rabbanon, we learnt. The statement over here is going to be regarding Kohanim. And the Kohanim were divided in terms of their serving in the Beis HaMikdash between Anshei Mishmar, the different watches, which meant for the entire week, and then of that group that was designated for the week, there were Beis Av, there were specifically families within that watch that would be designated for a specific day. So the statement here tells us, "Mepnei ma omru anshei mishma mutarim lishtos yayin balelos avalo biyomim." Why are we told that the people of the week are allowed to drink at night, but not during the day? Wine. Shematich badu avoda al anshei beisav, because maybe the people designated to do the work that day will have too much work. A lot of karbanos came in, there was a lot of work to do, and they're going to tap in to the other parts of the mishmar for assistance. V'yavo'u v'yisayu lahem, and they're going to be asked to help out. And therefore, during the day, the other families within the mishmar should not drink wine, because they may be called upon, and you're not allowed to do avoda in the Beis HaMikdash if you have drunk wine. Why is it that the people designated for the day cannot drink, not by day and not by night? Because they are indeed designated to do the avoda. So what we see here, though, is that there is a leniency at night for the people whose week it is, as long as it's not their day. And the reason for that is because at night there's not so much avoda to do, and it's already quantified. We know how much there is, and if they haven't been called upon, then they're allowed to drink wine with the calculation that if they drink now, it'll already wear off by daybreak, which would be the next time that they might be called upon. Mikan Omru. From here, we say, Kol Kohen Shamaka Mishmarto Mishmeres Beis Av Shalo. Any Kohen that knows where he would fit in the rotation, V'yodea Shabbat Avosav Kivuim Sham Oso Lishtos Yayin Kol Oso Hayom. So a person at the time of his rotation is forbidden to drink wine. B'maka Mishmarto, let's say he knows which week, V'ena Maka Mishmeres Beis Av, but he doesn't know which family within the week. V'yodei Shabbat Avosav Kivuim Sham, but he knows there's a rotation. Also, Lishtos Yayin Kol Oso Shabbos, he wouldn't be allowed to drink during that week because he doesn't know which day it'll end up being. And apparently, the statement here is requiring that if in doubt, he has to be machmir, strict, and not drink wine. Einu mach mishmarto mishmeres beis av shalo. If he's not sure about any of this information, V'yodei Shabbat Avosav Kivuim Sham, but he knows there's a rotation. Also, lishtos yayin kol hashana, he wouldn't be allowed to drink the entire year. Misafik, because we're not sure when his part of the rotation is, and that information will become available. He has to be available to be able to do the service. Rebbe Omer. Rebbe says, Omer ani, I say, also lishtos yayin la'olam, such a person would never be allowed to drink wine. Now, how far to take this is the subject of the Mefarshim among the Rishonim, but there is an approach here that this actually means bizman hazeh, that a Kohen is not allowed to drink wine ever. And the statement here continues, Avol ma'ase, but what can I do? You can't impose that on people. Shetakanoso kilkalto. The tikkun, the workaround on this prohibition is because the Beis HaMikdash has remained destroyed for so many years that you can't impose that on people indefinitely, that they shouldn't drink wine, and therefore the Kohen is allowed to drink wine. Amar Abaye, Kman Shaso, Hidna Kohen Ni Chamra, whose Shita are the Kohanim in our time following when they are willing to drink wine? Kirebi, they're following the opinion of Rebbe, who allows it. But essentially, according to the Tanakhama, and according to the way Rebbe originally looked at this, it could very well be that a Kohen is not allowed to drink wine because he doesn't know when in the rotation he's supposed to come. And the principle, Mehera Yibane HaMikdash, the Beis HaMikdash could be built imminently, would apply. Also, later on the Amud, there's a statement that a Kohen is not allowed to be Gadel Pera, letting his hair grow too long. Kohen Hedyot Achas L'Shloshim Yom, a Kohen Hedyot, a regular Kohen, has to take a haircut once in 30 days. And likewise, we could have the same discussion. Would this be binding on a Kohen in our time? That he has to be ready to do the Avoda, and he's not allowed to let his hair grow that long. Once again, we can argue, Takanaso Kilkalto, that the workaround regarding this rule is that the Beis HaMikdash hasn't been built for so many years, and Rebbe is saying that they're allowed to withhold taking a haircut. They're allowed to be Gadol Pera because we don't impose that. It's very interesting that the Ritva, who does approach this as a halacha in our time, but because of Rebbe's statement, allows Kohanim nowadays to drink wine, he makes a statement that regarding Gadol Pera, letting one's hair grow, Hayo lanu limchos biyadam, we really should impose upon them, lakufosam, to force them, lasos kedivrei chachamim, to follow the chachamim's view, shelo legadol pera milamed yom ve'eilach, not to let their hair grow more than 30 days. What's fascinating about this ritva is that he's saying that since wine, the leniency is only because you can't impose something like that on people, never to drink wine, so then the leniency makes sense. But in an area where it's not so hard to be mekayim, the divrei chachamim, the more strict opinion, and what seems to be the majority opinion, that it is forbidden, so we see this approach in psak, that when it's not a shas hadchak, you should go with the more chomor approach. Yeshe koach, thank you for joining.